Okay, girls, I want to speak to you for a few moments today. And I know you'll be really good because who did I tell you was watching? Who is watching? Can you see? God's watching, I know. Gertrude's watching as well, who's the youngest explorer to see you're really good. Now, girls, I'm sure you're really busy. And there are many places that you go to, and mommy and daddy are busy taking you different places. And we can see up on the screen some of the places that we go to. We go to school or play group or play school, don't we? And we have to go there. Do you like school?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, not too bad. Also go see maybe granny and granda. We go and see them. Or we maybe go to do some, your girls, so I'm sure you go and do some shopping and do that. Or maybe sometimes you go on holiday. And we go loads and loads of different places. And often you're so busy. And in the next picture, we see how maybe we get to some of these places. Maybe we go on a bus. Maybe we go in a car, which is pretty good. Or maybe we go on a train. And train's a good thing to go on. Or maybe we go on an aeroplane, which is great, unless your ears go all pop. It's great. So we go to loads of different places, and we can go different ways. But here's a question. Let's look at the next picture. How can we get to heaven? Now, I don't want any answers. We're going to think about that. If you tell the answer, there'll be no point me talking. So we're going to think about that. How can we get to heaven? And we're going to think about that. And I've brought something to show you to help us think about this. Okay. It's not a cake. Okay. Could anybody tell me any idea, this next picture up, boys, what that is?
A building.
It's a building. Very good. That's right. It's a building. Does anybody tell me any idea what type of building it is? Yes. It's the temple. Years and years ago, this was a bit like the church that people had. And they would go to this place to worship God. But it's very, very different from our church today. And this big thing here, you see in the front right here, that was where they killed the animals and burnt the animals as a sacrifice to God. They would have brought them up these big steps and up and sacrificed them there. This big thing here, that was a big bath to wash the priests and make them clean. And then this is the main part of the temple. And let's see what's inside. We're going to be able to take the roof off, hopefully, and see what's inside. The next picture, we see it there. And inside, there were two parts to the temple. You come in the front door here, and in the front door, there was the holy place. And the priests would be very, very busy in there. And there's lovely big lamps in there. There was bread in there. And there was a wee altar of two burn incense, a lovely smelling thing to God. And it was beautiful. And when this temple was first made, all the walls and the floors were totally covered in gold. It was beautiful. Solomon the king made this. But then you see there's this little bit back here. This was the holy place here. This little back bit is the Holy of Holies. And that was to be the place where God lived in a very special way. And this is what the temple was like. But you know something? When you came to this temple years ago, you wouldn't be allowed anywhere near this. Even this part here, you wouldn't be allowed in. And this part here, the holy place, no people were allowed in. The only people allowed in there were some of the priests. And no one, not even the priests, were allowed in the Holy of Holies. Because that was the special place where God lived. And the reason why we couldn't go into this holy place is because God is holy. That means he's totally clean. He does nothing wrong and he hates wrong things. And the Bible teaches us we all have sin. We do bad things. We're cheeky. We're greedy. Because we're bad inside. And because of that, the temple is saying nobody can come to a holy God. And this place, girls, is like a picture of heaven. Where God lives, God was saying, this is what like heaven is like. And nobody can come there. God is so holy, and we are all so bad, Nobody can go to the Holy of Holies and nobody can go to heaven. So we have a problem. We're thinking, how do we get to heaven? And God is saying, you can't come. But when I said nobody could go in there, there was one man who could go in there. And that man was the high priest. And he could only go in there once a year. And in the Bible reading that we heard, he could only come carrying the blood of an animal that was sacrificed. And once a year, he would go in to make sacrifices for his own sin and the sin of his people. And girls, that was telling us there's somebody special who was going to come who would open up the way to go to God and to go to heaven. Let's see our next picture. In Jesus' day, when Jesus lived, between this place, the Holy of Holies, and the other part, there was a great big curtain or a veil. And it was stopping people from coming into the place where God lived. And it was saying to people, even saying to the priest, you can't come near God. God's so holy and so good, and you're so bad you can't come near. But one day, something very strange happened in the temple. One day, that great big curtain which separated the Holy of Holies, the place where God lived, the great big curtain, which was massive, it was torn in two by God. And when it was torn in two was when Jesus was dying on the cross. And as Jesus was dying on the cross, he shouted just before he died in a big loud voice. And what he shouted was, it is finished, or it is done. Saying he had paid the price for the sin of his people. And when Jesus said that, the curtain was torn in two. And God is saying, now people can come into me. People can come to the Holy of Holies. People can go to heaven through Jesus. But what had Jesus to do? Was the curtain torn in two when Jesus was born?
Yeah.
No. Was it torn in two when Jesus taught people? No. Was it torn in two when Jesus healed people?
No.
Was it torn in two when Jesus died?
Yeah.
Yes. And that is showing us, girls, that the only way we can go to heaven is through Jesus dying on the cross. If we try and be really, really good girls, will we get to heaven by being good? No. If we say loads of prayers, will we get to heaven by saying loads of prayers? Will we get to heaven by reading our Bibles?
No.
Will we get to heaven by going to church?
No.
Will we get to heaven by trusting in Jesus dying on the cross?
Yes.
And that's the big message, girls, I want you to remember here. The only way we can go to heaven is by trusting in Jesus to take us. And that's what Girls Brigade is all about. Girls Brigade is all about girls coming to have fun, yes, and having a good time, but girls knowing that only Jesus can take them to heaven. Let's look at our picture up on the screen. As Jesus died, and shoot on again, boys. As the Lord Jesus died, the curtain was torn from top to bottom, opening the way into God's presence, the way into heaven for all who trust him. And that's, we were singing this. There's no other good enough to pay the price for sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. Girls, I'm going to pray now. And you know what I'm going to pray for? That every girl, every mummy and daddy, every granny and grand, and everybody else here will know that the only way we can get to heaven is through trusting in Jesus dying on the cross. He's the only way. We're going to pray about that now. So let's close your eyes, girls, and speak to God. Dear God, we thank you so much for your Bible. We thank you for the temple and how it tells us the only way we can enter the Holy of Holies, the only way we can enter heaven and come to you is through Jesus dying on the cross for the sin of his people. And Lord, help us not to be silly and foolish and thinking by doing our best, by saying prayers or reading our Bibles or going to church will ever get us to heaven. We know those things are good, but they don't save us. Help us all to believe that only Jesus can save us, take away our sin, and bring us to you, the holy God, the pure God that you are. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.